if there's still leaves that remain in December, the bag program would still be there. So if they don't get them out...
No matter what we do, the bag program's there in December.
Right.
We're not picking them up, whether we privatize it, whether we do it. You're going to have the bags, they're still there in December.
Right.
But I guess my point is, 50 cents a month, three pickups, no bagging, and it frees up you guys to do more road work and more tree trimming.
Well,
I mean, I understand that. Hang on a minute. I understand that you know, not wanting to eliminate this and go to. I completely get all the arguments we've made for a pay-as-you-go system. I get it. And my ward's nowhere near has the mature trees everybody else does. I understand that. But it seems to me I don't know how we ignore the privatization of this to free up, especially with the last couple of years that we've had with the constant rain and freezing. It's like having malaria. I'm hot one day. I'm cold. I'm freezing. It's nuts. And then the roads heave. It's ridiculous. We got all kinds of things to fix. The more we can get out there, that would be fantastic. So I don't know how we ignore the privatization of that. I think that might be something that we go with for an extra 50 cents a month. As far as the newspapers go, yeah, we've already been reported, but then that paper comes out every day. And if that's where you're getting your information, well, you're reading it every single day. And we're still going to put it out everywhere. And no matter how many times the paper puts it out, no matter how many times put it on a website or how many phone calls we get, 6 out of 42 people are going to screw this up. So it doesn't make any difference. So let's get the majority of the people back on track with what we can to get all the leaves out of there and free these guys up to get more road work done. Thank you.
Alderman Dakota.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think that we should kid ourselves that somehow or another we go to this privatized process that it's going to be complaint-free. You know, we must remember the Mother Nature out there is very unpredictable, like most mothers, I guess. And we have to be prepared to accept complaints, and we'll have more complaints if the process doesn't work. If frost comes in mid-November or something, and snow comes in mid-November, and they're paying 50 cents a month extra, and they expect a panacea, it's going to be, everything is going to be picked up, and if not, we will have more complaints. But we should be prepared for that. It's not going to be complaint-free. I hope it is. I hope Mother Nature does cooperate, but she may not. So let us not kid ourselves, really.
I agree with that. We are at Mother Nature's mercy. So if we had a year like 2007 where the leaves did not drop until close to Thanksgiving, and then we got our first snowfall on December 1st or thereabouts, that was 1 week. It doesn't matter whether we have privatized our crews, Allied Waste, any of that stuff, we would be in the same situation, and you're right. The residents will be screaming, but there's not a lot we can do unless we...
Well, you should hear more complaints. That's 50 cents a month more. Might expect better service. Normal, but you know, you may not get it.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just need some clarification, Dan. If I recall last week, you indicated that we have three crews that are out in each of the zones.
Three crews that do the entire town. So when we're doing a zone, we have three crews doing that zone.
Yes,
doing that.
Right. Understand. That's what a clarification I need here. So, and they are able to cover that zone in 1 week, hopefully.
That's the schedule. 6 week program, two pickups per zone, 1 week per zone.
Okay. And then Alderman Piper has indicated, I think there was I misunderstood something here. I know the cost is presently $3.55, and if we were to raise it by 50 cents for privatizing, it would go to $4.05, and that would be for three pickups. All right. Now, and you said then the process would begin at the end of what month?
The end of October.
End of October.
And run through the end of November, first part of December.
Okay. And upon that point, if there were still leaves at that point after that period of time, the constituents could bag them, and that would be a free pickup.
Correct. It would be the current program that we have. They can bag it, put it out at the refuse, and Allied would pick it up in December.
Mother Nature has a role in this next question, I presume. Did we consider the possibility of picking up later in the season?
As in when? Right now, we're trying to get done.
Go ahead.
Right now, our schedule, based on the last 2 years and what we've all been trying to do, is complete our pickup by the end of November so we can get our trucks, which are currently being used to collect leaves, for plowing. So to move it back, when we know the last 2 years anyway, we've been getting hit with snow right off the bat, I don't know that that would do us any good. The biggest issue is that we've got such a short window.
Yes.
It's really, you know, middle of November to the end of November is really the time frame where it's crunch time, and weather, if it's raining, really slows you down. So, and then you've got Thanksgiving in there, so you've got a three-day week. So it does get tight. And a lot of the complaints that we got is we start too early. Well, in order to get those two pickups, that's the only opportunity we have, is to start in the middle of October and run through the end of November.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any other questions or comments from the council? From the audience? Alderman Flanagan? I know Alderman Pollock would like to offer a motion. I'll give him that benefit of doing so before, if anyone else has any questions.
First of all, when you say that you would prioritize, is there any savings? There is no savings to the residents because they would have a 50-cent increase, but they would have a third pickup, but they still would end up having to bag it. What about the Allied cost? Would that come back to us, or would we still have to go with that contract because we signed the contract the way it is?
Excuse me.
And the contract still holds and binds us for
Allied
the ability to...
Allied gives us the ability to do the free bag program in December, which I would still keep in place because in any program that we're looking at, leaf collection stops the end of November. So if people didn't get their leaves out or had leaves remaining after their last pickup, that's their opportunity to get rid of those leaves.
Which happened with the tree situation, because Allied was supposed to pick up the Christmas trees, and the Christmas trees got frozen anyway this past year, so it would be the same scenario with with the leaves, if I can use an analogy. So is there any savings to the department regarding budget?
To privatize?
Yes.
No. Not to general fund.
Not to general.
Because this is strictly a refuse fee that's assessed to the households, so it would go straight back to the residents.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Vogelsberg.
Sorry. One little quick point. 58% of the residents were satisfied with the leaf pickup the way we had it, but 63% said if you could get, they were unwilling to pay for a third pickup. So we asked them, they weighed in 63%. So to me, that's the argument against privatization. I think you make excellent points. I totally understand how it would free up the department. But we asked the residents, they gave us their answer, and now I just feel like we just can't completely dismiss it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else from the council before I recognize the gentleman in the audience? Sir?
Two questions.
Sure, come on up and join us at the podium. Sorry to be so formal, but we want to make sure we can.
One question was, is how much equipment are we talking about selling? Mm-hmm. And the second question is I believe the last week's presentation said there's only one company that does this, correct? There's no way to competitively bid this. After we go to this company and we sell the equipment, we're at that company's mercy going forward.
I just want to know if that's true or not.
You're correct. As of right now, we're only aware of one company that does the leaf collection. That may change in the future. At the first time that they've ventured into this business was last year with St. Charles, so it may change in the future, but as of right now, we would only have one contractor that we're aware of. As far as the equipment, there would be an opportunity. We currently have three machines plus a old one that we use as a backup that would be able to be auctioned off. I don't know what that value would be coming back. We also have in the budget a new machine if we were to maintain the program, which is right now at $42,000. So that would be able to go back into the fund, which could be utilized to soften the increase, and that would have to be discussed.
Mr. Marks, those questions answered to your satisfaction?
Okay.
Anyone else from the audience? On the dais? Folks, there is no motion on the floor, so again, I promise Alderman Pawlak I would give the floor to him if he so wishes to make a motion, and that motion can take any form because, as we all know, Mr. Dinges's memorandum pretty much clear the decks for this discussion tonight. So, and I think we've done a good job vetting all the opportunities and issues before us. So, Alderman Pawlak.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to make a motion to privatize our leaf collection, which will include three pickups a year from two which we currently have. I would also move that the current equipment that we have, the three machines, be sold at auction, and that the new machine that's budgeted not be included in this coming year's budget.
Clarification before there's a second. I'll defer to the city attorney. Can we include all that in the motion, or should we, because of the capital issues?
No, I think we've got some potentially conflicting problems here, because the privatization really would be by competitive bidding. You'd ask that be competitively bid, I assume.
We would bid it out, yes.
Okay. And subject to a bid being accepted by the city council, then you would ask for the...
Perhaps I'm putting the cart in front of
it. I would say maybe deferring those latter...
Until
you get a bid. Right.
Sure.
So the motion is to competitively bid the leaf collection program for 2009-10.
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Singer seconds.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Brown?
I think it's an incorrect interpretation of the spirit of the rules under which this council operates, Robert's Rules of Order, that you have accepted a motion for consideration which is contrary to the motion which was voted on last week, and contrary to that which has been reported in three local papers this week, and contrary to what's on the agenda. I would suggest I move to table this item until it can be brought up at the COW meeting and the local newspapers have a chance to report to the public that we're now considering a completely different thing than what was approved last week at committee meeting.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor?
There's one point of order on the floor. So I have to deal with that one first. And this is not a joke. I am going to consult with counsel on this one.
Kevin, may I ask Alderman Brown a procedural question?
Not yet. If there's not a second on the motion on the table, that motion does fail.
I'll second that motion.
Takoto seconds the motion offered by Mr. Brown. I've been advised by counsel that motion to table should include a date certain.
It would have to be the next council meeting.
Which would not be until the 23rd?
Council or COW?
City councilman.
Can we move it to COW?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
I bet that.
Motioner concurs and the seconder concurs?
Yes, but that doesn't preclude discussing it at the next COW meeting, or does it?
There's no debate on the motion to table.
Yeah,
okay. I appreciate that. Yes.
Then that's what I was going to say to Mr. Pawlak. There's no debate on the motion to table. It's not allowed under Robert's Rules of Order. But if there's a procedural question, I'll defer it again to the city attorney to make sure I can entertain that question.
It was alluded to that there was a motion from the last meeting on tonight's agenda. Is there, I thought it's just, it says consider city's leaf pickup program.
Correct.
And according to your, but according to the email that you sent to us, Mayor, you wanted us to address and consider. So I'm not quite certain.
Well, let me have Mary read the actual description that was provided in the executive summary to all of us. You want me to read that, Mayor? Or again?
Right. Dan provided an updated cover memo on the information from last week, and it reads, at the February 23rd, 2009 Committee of the Whole meeting, we received the current leaf program, reviewed the current leaf program, presented the results of our surveys, and discussed the options that we have investigated to improve the program. After much discussion, it was determined to maintain the program as it currently is, with minor changes to zones B and C and improved communications. The program would consist of two pickups from mid-October to the end of November. Leaves that remain after the second pickup must be placed in yard waste bags and placed at curb with refuse. No sticker required during the month of December. There was a vote on this, but there was no recommendation by city staff.
Would you please read the recommendation and suggested action as shown in the published agenda item?
Consider city's leaf pickup program for 2009.
No, as the item you just read has below it as suggested action, which I believe it was published on the city website.
Approval of leaf program with minor changes to zones B and C and improved communications.
That was available to the public, and the newspapers did report on it.
And this was the result of the vote last
Correct.
Week.
So shouldn't that take precedence?
Motion to table and seconded still remain. Mr. Pollack, did we answer your question sufficiently?
No. I don't know what the answer is.
Mrs. McKittrick, do you want to...
Well, just for clarification...
Amplify?
The city staff did not come forward with a recommendation. The city staff came forward with options, and there was much discussion on it. After the discussion of the options, the committee of the whole voted
right.
to recommend staying with the current program with some modifications right. to the zones and also to the communication of the information.
And who was unhappy with that decision? Or that vote? City staff? Who's going on a joint? These people here are elected to make these decisions. We made a decision.
Apparently
somebody didn't like it.
I don't think debating a motion to table?
It's a procedural question, and the chair has ruled that the procedural question has not been answered fully, so I've asked Mrs. McKissick to help assist Mr. Pollack in understanding the answer to his question. So there will be no discussion on the motion.
Mayor,
this is a procedural issue.
I got it.
Okay,
thanks.
Got it? Okay. The motion to table is offered by Mr. Brown, seconded by Mr. Dakota. There is no debate on the motion to table. A simple majority carries the day. That motion to table comes with a date certain of Monday, March 23rd. Next city council meeting. The 16th, excuse me, March 16th, Monday, excuse me. The motion to table, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Nay.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Nay.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
Don Vogelsberg?
Nay.
Jim Barkley?
Nay.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota.
Aye.
Motion is defeated according to my count and the clerk's count of 6-4.
Correct.
6-4. So that motion has been cleared from the dais. There is no. Well, correction. The main motion offered by Mr. Pollack, which is to privatize, or excuse me, to send out to competitive bid the 2009 OT10 program, and that was seconded by Mr. Singer.
Yeah.
That remains on the floor.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Brown.
I'm certainly going to vote against it because I don't believe the public has been warned that this is what we're debating tonight, and I think there will be lots of input from people on this. People are for it and people are against it, and I would myself like to hear some of these comments from my constituents before I vote on this.
Anyone else on the motion on the floor? Offered by Pollack, seconded by Singer. Mr. Dakota?
I guess I have a question. Mr. Pollack, we say we're going to go for competitive bids. Does that mean more than two bids, or at least a minimum of two? Or just one sole bid, even though you asked for bids? If you only have one, that will be considered a competitive bid?
That's a decision that this body will have to make, Paul.
They make it all the time. They don't go for two, more than one. That's an item on the agenda tonight.
Well, look, my premise is simple. I believe that we will save the city money by having it privatized, by selling the equipment, not incurring the maintenance costs, not incurring the overtime, not incurring the temporary labor. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. The city looks better. We have someone we can hold responsible for collecting the leaves. We have someone that Public Works can communicate to and saying, hey, we're not the happy customer. So your question as to competitively bid, I hope we get more than two bids, yes. But I can't predict that.
Okay.
Anyone else? Mr. Malandra.
I don't think we're saving the city money if you consider the city to be staff, council, and residents. I think we're raising the cost to the city by raising the price that the residents pay.
Right.
Unless we offset that increase by a decrease somewhere else in the general fund or something else, which Dan already said would not happen, all we're doing is passing the cost onto the resident, and by saying that that saves the city money, we're drawing a line between residents and governing body. Not a good move.
And we will be... May I, Mayor?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Craig, we will also be reducing the budget because we won't have to purchase a new machine.
Capital.
I'm sorry?
That's capital, right?
Correct. Different. It's all in the same pie. So call it what you want. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, over the course of however many years, if a private company can do it better, faster, cheaper than the public body,
well, I agree.
Let them.
What you're offering is what I would consider the Cadillac model, and I don't know that there's appetite in the community to pay for the Cadillac model. I think that budgets are tight all over, and where the alternative that you're proposing increases the level of service over where we are now, we did hear from residents both through the survey and the discussion that prompted our talk tonight about cutting back to a pay-as-you-go service, that there's not an appetite to pay for that third pickup.
We've provided a service, and to take away that service, the hue and cry, I'm afraid, will be far greater than we care to hear.
But we already took it away. We did that last year. That's
no. If we took away all the leaf collection and said pay as you go, or we're not going to do it. I don't want to hear it.
No, nope, I'm with you on that.
Okay, thank you,
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mayor. I would love to see us to outsource the leaf collection program, but I think it's too late in the year. We know of only one company that's doing that within a reasonable distance from our community. I doubt very much that we'd be able to get two bids or three bids soon enough to be able to make an intelligent decision. Therefore, I cannot be in favor of outsourcing at this point. But I think that also Alderman Brown's position that the community has been notified that we were going to continue on with what we've done the last many years, at least two pickups. We failed to do that this year for several reasons, apparently. But I think we ought to give it another shot and maybe then take a look around and see where we could get more than one bid during the last 12 months or last what 10 months of this year. So I would be in favor of continuing on the program that we've had for several years, and not be in favor of outsourcing this year, but looking forward to considering that again in the future.
Anyone else on the dais? Anyone from the audience? The motion on the floor is to direct staff to competitively bid the leaf collection program from 2009-10, following the standards of competitive bidding processes. Offered by Pollack, seconded by Singer. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Nay.
Sam Hill?
Nay.
Craig Maladra?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Nay.
William Barkley?
Nay.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Paul Dakota?
Nay.
The motion fails. 3 affirmative votes and 7 negative votes.
Mr. Mayor, may I offer the motion that was listed in the agenda?
Second.
As an alternative motion?
And that motion is to
approve the leaf collection program as was this year, with the minor changes to zones B and C and improved communications as outlined by Director Dingus and Superintendent Lemaire last week at the COW meeting.
Second.
Mr. Brown makes the motion as so eloquently stated, and Alderman Vogelsberg seconds. Discussion on the floor regarding the motion?
We're going to pick the leaves up, right?
Anyone in the audience?
I just have a question. Sure. Maybe by the time we initiate this leaf program next year, there'll be more competitors out there, and we can choose from them.
There you go.
I'm thinking of entrepreneurship, you know?
Anyone else? If not, the motion by Brown and seconded by Vogelsberg will go to a vote. Simple majority carries the day. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-1. Thank you for a great debate. Appreciate it. If my email message caused consternation and or confusion, I apologize, but I think we did a hell of a job vetting.
Yo. Which email message?
The one asking you to bring cookies. Item 11B is to consider an intergovernmental agreement with the State of Illinois for traffic signal improvement on Brisher Road and Route 38 at estimated cost of $3,450.
So move.
I don't want to.
Second. Okay. Motion by Maladra, seconded by Brown. Questions or comments? Mr. Elias is with us again tonight. You'll recall last time this went to a tie, and I broke the tie by supporting the initiative. Any questions or comments for Jason? Hearing none, seeing none. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Nay.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Nay.
Motion ties again. I will again cast an affirmative vote and vote aye. Item 11C is to consider a contract with Clark Environmental Mosquito Management Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $94,220 for the 2009 Mosquito Management Program.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Barclay, seconded by Mr. Hill. Questions about larva? Alderman Dakota.
Most of you won't be surprised when I vote against this again, primarily for the fact that this has never been competitively bid in 25 years that we've dealt with this outfit. And you know my position on that. And while I'm at it, it'll be the same position in the other item D, I guess. But I can wait for that. Thank you.
Anyone else on the mosquito management program? Item 11C? Mr. Dinges?
I just want to add that we did competitively bid this last year. It was a 3-year contract. We're trying to enter into the second year.
How many bids did you get?
We received one bid, but
thank you.
There are others.
Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Rosenberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Nay.
Motion passes. Item 11D is to consider a bid award with Hughes Utilities Limited in the amount of $24,345 for the 2009 field meter testing.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Vogelsberg. Questions or comments? Alderman Dakota?
Ditto my previous comments.
Cabbage head.
Anyone else? Mr. Piper.
This again is there's only one outfit that does this, am I correct?
No.
Nobody.
Only one bid.
Nobody.
I'm sorry. I apologize for trying to enlighten you.
That ain't going to help.
I know.
There was only one outfit that would bid this process. We had five outfits we went to.
You went to five places. You got one bid.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Rosenberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Nay.
Motion passes, ladies and gentlemen. We'll entertain new business prior to entertain a motion for closed session. Is there anyone in the audience tonight with any new business or questions or comments for the council? Anyone from the dais? Alderman Flanagan, let me guess.
I bet you'd win, too.
Go ahead, all yours.
Hosta for posies. Yo. Last call, I guess.
Hey.
Almost no tickets left.
Almost no
really?
Tickets left, yeah.
Wow.
We've been shifting tickets around now. All you can eat spaghetti supper this Wednesday, 5 to 8. There are some tickets left at the Viking office supply. I think the chamber has some. Jean just left. Again, Mary Stavenhagen is our garden expert, and she'll be giving us a little idea as to what to expect for spring. We're also having a quilt raffle, and I'm not quite sure if I gave everybody information on it. We're having a quilt raffle, but the raffle starts at our event and will end at the close of our season, which is our fall, which is our winter cleanup. So we're going to start the raffle. You'll see the quilt. It's really a gorgeous quilt. It was handmade, of course, by a quilting bee. I should have had the name of the person who initiated it. And their bee did this gorgeous quilt, and so we're going to start the raffle on that day. So,
can you buy tickets at the door, Dorothy?
Yes. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, you can purchase tickets at the door still. So, and we ask that you carpool because sometimes we have difficulty coming in and out. We will have parking directors. Alderman Maladra has also is going to be one of those directing traffic, but so we ask that if you can carpool, we please do so. So,
anyone else new business?
Yes. Tickets are $10 and $5 for children. I'm sorry, I wanted to put the amount in.
Excellent. Anyone else? I have one bit of news, and we're going to entertain a motion by Maladra to adjourn to closed session after the third quarter. Geneva is up by 13.
Wow.
Alderman Maladra.
I move to go into closed session.
Second.
Can you state the purpose?
For what purpose? Purpose. To consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees, including the public body's legal counsel, and there's no action expected.
Correct. Seconded by Dakota.
Yes.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Say aye.